me and Kev almost sighed in disbelief when he said that Adam Lallana was out again. And it's one of them scenarios where you don't want to come down too harsh on anyone. And obviously, if he wears the Liverpool shirt again, then you're going to back him as you want to do. But it's just tough now, isn't it, with him? Every time he feels like he's coming back fit, and every time Klopp says, oh, he's in the best condition of his life and things like that, and you think maybe he's got a chance to revive his Liverpool career, this just happens again. And at what point do you go, well, he's not a reliable enough option for Liverpool anymore?
I stuck up for him last week. Because I think Adam Lallana, as Adam Lallana, is a great option to have off the bench, whether he's lost his legs or not. But I fully expected him to start at Wolves, or if not, be on the bench. So when I didn't even see his name near the team sheet, I thought, God forbid, he cannot be injured again. It's just not possible. And, you know, he's injured again. And we need him fit. And the thing is, my argument is, you let him go for the sake of what, cutting the wages and whatever, which doesn't affect the likes of us as fans. We can't really look at the money side of things. We let him go, what do we gain? But then what are we gaining with having him here? I mean, Lallana wouldn't get near the side anyway for Brighton, I don't think. But off the bench, you know, it's always nice to have him as an option. And I know, depending on, you know, what his starting 11 is, if he goes Keita or Shaqiri, the other one will be on the bench, and I imagine Milner will be on the bench, so he probably would have been about a second or third choice. But with Fabinho probably having to play centre-half, all of a sudden you're looking towards your midfielders and thinking, well, who can we get to fill in? And now we're like two men down really in midfield, with Fabinho moving there and Lallana being injured yet again.
And Kev, Lovren's the other one with it, where you in particular, I think, let out a big sigh after that. He's not going to be back fit till after the Palace game, Klopp says. And I think me and you were talking there, and I almost envisaged a Mignolet carrier situation in the summer, whereby it's almost a race to see who you can sell out of him and Matip, and then you bring in a new centre half. Because it's probably a bit harsh on Matip. Like he was having a really good season until it's a bit of a freak injury. You know, he gets clattered in a challenge.
It's his first one where it's an actual impact injury for him, isn't it? So you can sort of feel for him a little bit, but then by the same token, what I always go back to, and it probably isn't fair, you just don't get players like Suarez, and listen, not every player can be a Suarez. Mm. But I'm not going to say what fans like, because I don't want to jinx it. But Lovren,
you have just said it, man.
I'm touching wood.
It's not how it works, that.
But Lovren, a bit of me when he went down the other day, he's got a bit of me thought, and I must be doing him a disservice because this can't be right, but a bit of me thought, I wonder if he's gone down there just to prove to Klopp, or to show that he had a little bit of a mard on, because he played the same amount of games as Van Dijk in December, and Van Dijk was not even in the squad, and Lovren's been put in the squad, so it sort of says, well, Van Dijk's my main man, and you're second or third, wherever you are in the pecking order.